Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's up with the $600? We need answers on this.
And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Rob McCurry, who is the Pennsylvania House representing the 28th Legislative District in the North. And Rob, welcome back to KDK. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Let's talk about what currently exists first on the law from the federal government, and that is if you move money, cash or check or transfer of $10,000, that gets reported to the IRS, correct?
Yeah, that's right, Larry. And hopefully it's for the listeners, it's not too early to be talking taxes, but that's right. So today under what's called the Bank Secrecy Act, which really supports the government's efforts to reduce anti-money laundering, any transaction over that threshold of $10,000, and that was passed many years ago, and so even today, that threshold is a little bit lower than it should be. I mean, it creates quite a significant compliance requirement for banks to make sure that they get those high-dollar transactions reported.
And what is the desire of Washington, D.C.? I believe the president has proposed an idea requiring financial institutions to provide the IRS with details on balances of $600. Is that accurate?
That's right. So the new proposal, which is included in the massive $3.5 trillion piece of legislation that would drastically change the relationship between government and citizens in terms of what the government provides. Inside of that massive proposal, which is still working its way through the federal government, is an IRS requirement for every bank, including community banks, the big guys, to report inflows and outflows that exceed $600 for every man, woman, and child in the country. And really, if you step back and think about, you know, the agreement that we have with the government as citizens. In the U.S. Constitution, the taxing authority is one of, if not the most potent authority of the U.S. government and state governments. And so the citizens give up, their right to their compensation that they've earned to participate for the broader good and say, you know, we will agree that we'll, provide the rate that is agreed to by our governing authorities. So it's a very potent power. It's something that we should take very seriously, any changes to the nature of how taxes are reported and collected. And today, the way we do it is through W-2s and 1099s, which allows the individual to match up what they've calculated throughout the year. And employers also have a requirement to send in accurate W-2s and 1099s every year. And then the IRS reconciles those two views of who's made what, and they make sure that they audit appropriately, and that's how things get collected. This would be a fundamental change where every transaction above that small dollar level would now be accessible to the government for investigations, reporting, and to tick and tie. So I think it's a massive government overreach and something that we should be very, very cautious of.
We're with Rob McCurry, Pennsylvania House of Representatives, representing the 28th Legislative District. Rob, I think a lot of people listening are like, why does the government have to get that deep in the weeds on our own accounts for $600? And doesn't it overtax, pun intended, the red tape involved for the banking industry?
Yeah, I think it absolutely does. And we've heard from a lot of community banks that this would really be difficult for them to comply with. And it would fundamentally change that relationship between the federal government and the banks. It really would be a takeover, in a way, of the accounting system of these banks. Because it's such a small dollar transaction, you know, the federal government would have their hand in the pocket of every citizen in the country through the banking system. And we don't have national banks anymore. We have the Federal Reserve. But our banks are private institutions that are, you know, providing jobs for many people in the country. This would add, at their estimate, 8% of a compliance cost on their pre-tax net income to every bank in the country. So it'd be a massive compliance exercise for them to achieve.
And that cost would be pushed down to the consumers, so it'd be a tax on consumers as well. Why wouldn't the government trust the current system that they've set up, the checks and balances? Do they not trust employers and our current bank accounts to justify or rectify the income each year?
Well, I think what we're seeing, Kevin, is that the cost of the proposal for these massive new social programs, whether it's, you know, the Bernie Sanders free college and free childcare proposals that are working its way through the government, are so massive that, you know, the folks who are counting the beans in the government are realizing that they wouldn't have enough revenue. It's very difficult for them to raise the revenue for these programs. And so I think what you're seeing is an admission that they would need to tighten the screws on Americans in order to raise enough proceeds for the government to be able to fund these programs. And they're looking at every option that they have in order to do so. And I think it does come down to trust. I think, you know, the assumption here is that everyday Americans are cheating the system, and I just don't think that's the case. You know, I think Americans broadly are glad to be back to work. We are glad to be through this pandemic. We're happy to be earning what we're earning, and the fact that the economy is doing quite well is a great thing, and there's no reason for us to, you know, take this turn and fundamentally change the relationship between the IRS and the banks and the government and everyday citizens. So again, it's a government overreach, and I think we should be very wary of giving up extra data, personal data, about those transactions and about the accounts themselves to the government, and I think we should push back.
What are the odds, do you think, of having this part of it removed?
Well, I think there's a good chance that this will be pulled out. In my role as state representative in Pennsylvania, what I've done is written a letter to our congressional delegation, our congressmen and senators, and I encouraged my associates in the state house to sign on to a letter, and many did, and across the aisle as well. It was a bipartisan letter, and it was very well received by our congresspeople. So I think that folks are awake to this. I think the first step is to identify the issue and the risk, and then for us as citizens to talk about it. Is this the type of relationship that we want with our government? Do we want them in every transaction, every youth savings account, every you know, $600 transaction, or would we rather have it a little more arm's length and you know, have them rely on the current system of W-2s and 1099s? I think people are wise to this and pushing back, and I think that we'll see a serious challenge to this going through.
Rob, we appreciate the time this morning. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
And let your elected official know, get out my banking account.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.